Friends and family gathered to recognize Susan Jenkins Brito, Bronson Brito, Sydney Ewing, and Lori Anderson as the most recent graduates of the nursing program at the Bristol Bay campus. It's a 2-year program offered in partnership with the University of Alaska. Campus Director Deborah McLean spoke at the ceremony.
This pinning ceremony serves as a symbolic welcome to our students into the nursing program. This is the Bristol Bay campus third graduation class in partnership with the University of Alaska Nursing, and we are very proud of the 10 local, homegrown, registered nurses that we have graduated.
Nursing instructor Michelle Cordy says the program structure is different from most of its counterparts in the lower 48. Students video conference with the instructors in Anchorage once a week. Then students complete their clinicals around Dillingham, at the hospital, and at places like Grandma's House and the schools. The majority of the program's previous graduates have stayed to practice nursing in the area, and Cordy says that's one of the program's strengths.
It's homegrown and keeping them here. I think without the program, we would really be lacking in the nursing area. But it really helps when you have, you know, the same people taking care of their people and just providing that care that's needed.
Sydney Ewing is one of the graduates, and she says this moment has been a long time in coming.
It's all a blur. It's like a head-in-the-books blur. It's so surreal right now that we're even done.
Ewing says the program's emphasis on public health is one that will stick with her as she goes forward in her nursing career.
I think the public health aspect of it is really interesting, and just to see how everybody works together here, that's really special to me.
Next, the students will need to pass the National Council licensure examination for nursing. They hope to take the test in January, and when they pass, they'll be fully licensed nurses. In Dillingham, I'm Avery Lill.